Back on Giants.com, it's time for more of your mailbag questions. The man answering them is Lance Meadow. I'm the guy asking them, John Schmelk. Here are your questions. You got two for you today. This one from Max in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Max wants to know, how will the Giants utilize Prince and Mukamara and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie in Spags' defense? Do you think you're just going to play sides, or do you see them shadowing specific players based on matchup?
Well, I think you're going to see a variety of both, and a lot of Spags' defense is based on the pass rush, so as long as they can continue to get good pressure, as they did the first time he was here, I think you have versatility and flexibility on the back end of the defense where you'll see them match up depending on the talent that they go up against, but at the same time, the Giants have been used to also keeping guys at their respective sides.
And Spags certainly utilized a lot of man-to-man defense in his time here, so maybe a little bit more man-to-man than we saw under Perryfield, but who knows, things change. We'll see what the Giants do when they line up in 2015. Next question comes from Jen in Hoboken, and Lance, Jen wants to know, what will JT Thomas's role be this year for the Giants?
Well, JT Thomas was brought in to add extra layers of depth. John Beeson has been plagued by injuries throughout the course of his career, so I think he could be insurance on the middle. And then if you want to move him to the outside, he has that versatility, as well as Devon Kennard, who is young. So I think both of those guys can provide extra depth at the middle spot, and then you could also move them to the weak side.
And JT Thomas has that speed to go sideline to sideline, something Giant fans will certainly enjoy. That's our mailbag for Lance Meadow. I am John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Giants.com. Everybody have a great day.